The topics we're learning about include a continuation of the machlekes when giving maimer after a chalitza, the machlekes in the requirement for action following a bia psula and a chalitza psula, the various forms of bia in regard to yibum and isur arise. Tanai kafel, in order for the tanai to be valid, he must stipulate both sides of the tanai. He must say the transaction shall be effective if the following condition is met, and shall be null and void if this condition is not met.